interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. You know, as we get ready to transition with the kiddos going back to school, there is now time for us to, you know, discover things, take advantage of some new opportunities. And in the studio today, we are going to hear of a variety of opportunities from none other than the beautiful Miss Lorna Day, who is a treasure in the Treasure Coast, and in particular in Martin County, with everything that Ooh La La brings to the table. Now, just the name alone sounds fun. I know you're intrigued, and we're going to dig right in because she has brought so many fun gifts. I'm very stimulated, friends. I'm very stimulated. She's brought a chilled, delicious rosé, and we get to have this while we start talking about the reinvention of Ooh La La itself. And so, Lorna, my dear friend, bespoke wine, gift, lifestyle, experience, and it is all of that in the most adorable little shop. Tell us more.
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you for having me up into your luxurious studio. I am very impressed. It is very champagne and everything. Ooh la la.
Right.
I mean, there might maybe a few feather boas next time. I think that might be all we need to add.
Right. Add. Boom. Done.
Boom. Done. Let's put them in here. So, once again, I'm thrilled. And I thank you for your intro. And I have been on the Treasure Coast for, it's sad to say, I mean, because every time I say it, then I'm like, oh, my God, how old am I? I forget
right?
how old I am.
Darn that math.
I know, right? I have been in business for myself for almost 30 years. So I opened with my Metro Blues Cafe, which we brought blues groups from all over. So a lot of people remember me from Metro. Most people remember me from Ooh La La, where we did unbelievable catering events through up and down, actually, the whole coast. We used to do a lot of work in Miami. But now I am getting older. I really feel like I want to kind of hone in on what I like, not more so what, you know, people want me to do. So we're kind of focusing in on our wine and gift curation and our luxury provisions. And I think that being said, just the word luxury provision, don't you like feel like
I love it.
Yeah,
those are like great words.
I think you should be like on water someplace just looking out and somebody should be pampering you when that's said.
Yes. Yes. Or just simply bring it into a recording studio, make it look so pretty with flowers and nice embellishments.
Yeah.
Because truthfully, you are really experimenting with some things and putting it out to your fan base and getting some feedback. And let's talk about a little bit of what you do have on this plate, because you're finding that this is a niche.
It's a niche, sure. So what I find mostly is, I think as all of us get a little bit older, I mean, you know, going out sometimes, as we all know, the traffic has increased.
Yes.
You know, it's nuts. Like if you say you're meeting friends for 6 o'clock, a lot of times you can't even meet it because the traffic will not allow it.
Yeah.
Where 2 years ago, easy, right? So a lot of people are like meeting at home. You know, they're gonna meet up at someone else's home. That being said, if you're the host or the hostess, you're going to be making the appetizers, you know, the dinner, the dessert. So what I felt was nowadays there's so much food available to people like me in the restaurant industry that's not available to the regular, you know, Joe and Susie Schmo that are at home and you're going, you know, the best you get is Fresh Market, you know, where you get Sprouts or something like that. But honestly, that being said, it's frozen. It's some of it's okay, but it's not great. Other people have already saw it there. So I saw actually it was a couple of years ago, I saw this gap mm-hmm. where these products should be conveyed to, you know, a normal couple having a dinner party where, you know, we all work, we're all doing something. We have, you know, my children are older now, but, you know, maybe I want to make my famous chicken dish or my famous salmon dish, but I don't want to be in the kitchen all day making the appetizer, you know, the salad and, you know, the dinner and the dessert. So, you know, what I felt was like, why don't we offer these insane, you know, wonderful appetizers that come pre-done that your local restaurants are actually buying and selling you as something that they're making. Not all of them. I'm not speaking for the restaurant. I'm saying a lot of them are.
Right.
And then the desserts, a lot of them are really doing the desserts. And by the way, there are some, when you go to the, when I go to these food shows, it's a fun, fun thing. So if you want to go with me one
yes,
day.
Yes, sign me up.
You just go
Research
and you're like.
Research and development.
You're like, oh my God, like that is. So we just recently went to one for one of our, it's a smaller purveyor, but they focus mainly in on gourmet products. And I have to tell you, there was, they were actually out of stock, so I couldn't get that in today. But it was, it's actually brisket wrapped around, you know, like a little bit of jalapeno with a peach and habanero barbecue sauce on it. And it's literally completely done, skewered, gorgeous. Looks like something you would put together. It doesn't look like it's machine. You know how you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like sometimes you get a shrimp appetite, you're like, oh, wow, is it they, you know, do they make these in China and ship them all the way from the box? Or did they ship the supplies and they made them in Miami? They just look, it looks pre-done. These are literally handmade by someone, you know, and they're delicious. And when I say the flavors, you just sit there like, you know, have you ever done this? Like you went to, like you go to a party, well, like let's say it's like a networking event.
Sure.
And you eat an appetizer mm-hmm. and you're talking to people so you can't spit it out, but you're kind of like, I don't want to waste the calories on this.
Right.
Right.
We've all been there,
yes.
Lorna.
So what yes. I'm trying to do, I never want that to have to happen.
She never wants you to spit out her food, by golly. I think that's a good measure of success.
I mean, my ooh la la company, we make everything handmade. So that's never happening with my company. That being said, there's a lot of great companies out there, and there's a lot of companies that serve just, and they don't take the extra step to make, even if it's a frozen product, make it taste really great. What I want to do is put this product out there where we're filling that gap from, even if you are having 25, you're doing a networking thing for 25 people, we can come in, I can send you a couple girls, we can cater these appetizers and desserts, or you can just call our shop. You can look online, see what we have available, and you can get it delivered to you through third-party delivery, which is even better because if you're stressing out at home, you don't want to run to my shop and
for
pick
sure.
it up either.
Yeah.
So we can get it delivered to you. You can add a couple of bottles of wine. We have the if you're like, oh my God, I forgot to get the cute little platters for it, we have those available. We have like really gorgeous, almost like linen-like, you know, cocktail napkins. So we can really, you know, elevate your dinner party on so many that things you might not even think of that people go, oh my God, like even this cocktail napkin is gorgeous.
It's the attention to the details.
It's attention to details. Mm-hmm. And so what I brought for you today, like I have been searching for this cheese. It's called Piave Vecchio. It's actually this river in Italy where they make a lot of Parmesan. So although the Parmesan is very, it's like, trying to think what it would be like. It's like if you go in, if you're in New York and someone says, my mom's gravy is the best, right? Her red sauce.
Sure.
It's like that. Like in Italy, you cannot say, or I should say Champagne region. Like we're drinking sparkling wine, even though it's riddled the same way Champagne is. It cannot be called Champagne. Right,
because it's not from the region.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So same thing. This is a different style of Parmesan. And it's become one of my favorite cheeses. That being said, it's because this is young. So when they're young, they're very creamy, and you can eat them like cheddar cheese, where most of us have never had that before.
It's usually aged.
It's usually aged. And mm-hmm. They separate these into two or three different aging categories. So the really young stuff is under 12 months, and that's what I brought for you today. It is, I mean, we don't have to eat it right now, but it is when I tell you it's like between Parmesan and you almost like, you're like, is this great? You don't know what it is. You're like, you're trying to figure it out, but it's so good. You don't care. I mean, I don't think you would care if it came down. If the alien ship came down and dropped it off,
<It's>
you
so
know, you're still like, I'm
delicious.
Eating it because it's so good.
And then what are these beautiful baked goods beside it?
So those are another product I just found because now we're in the process right now of sourcing all these incredible products. So those are these little, muffins. They're really three bites, like, and they're wrapped so gorgeously in these French colors.
Excellent presentation. We'll be showing a picture on our socials.
Yeah. And so that's called a Mademoiselle. And they're basically the one in the yellow is, okay, I want to just describe this because it's so whenever you bite into a muffin and you're kind of like, oh God, like once again, like you're like should I just eat this and suck up the calories or do I spit it out? Because they're so processed.
Yeah.
These are like so fresh made. And then they have lemon curd inside. And it's for
like
that little
bonus.
Baby, for that little baby muffin, it's a lot of lemon curd. It's shocking. And then the other one, what I love this company has done, because why has no one done this realistically before? They made a savory muffin. So it's Boursin and herb, and it's got fresh Boursin inside.
Ooh.
And so, you know, those are the things. And like now retail wise, if you wanted to get like 8 of those for, you know, Sunday morning, they're $2 a piece. So it's a very,
very reasonable
price point for something that's like a luxury item, you know, that you can just put out. You know, there's a little, I mean, it's not a process. You just keep them frozen until you're going to serve them. Very, very easy. They're just delicious. So that's just a part of, you know, what we're starting to do with our rebrand at Ooh La La. So,
well, let's delve in a little bit deeper because you are creating experiences and that's so fun. You were saying how, from the catering standpoint or for the customization standpoint, of course you're making all these things and they're getting something that is, completely customized. Yet you're taking it a step further and allowing private groups to make some of their own stuff, like their own ricotta.
Yes.
What?
I know. So I'm really thrilled. So I basically I've stepped away from large format catering.
Uh-huh.
We still do appetizer catering and we'll still do a version of appetizer dessert, like just bites, you know, I love that. And that's really where I flourish. So I think when you're happy someplace, you stay there, right?
Yes.
But what I found is we have so many people that come to our shop and we do wonderful wine tastings. If you have not been, you really need to come. We bring in amazing wines that are really unique. We just brought in, I actually would have brought it to you, but we sold out. It's called a Ramato from Italy. They're very rare. I shouldn't say that. They're rare in the United States. The Italians are like, you know, the Americans aren't going to get this. So because it's a Pinot Grigio, but they leave the skin contact for about 10 minutes. So it actually gives it a little pink hue, but it's not a rosé. They're considered Ramatos, but they're literally still Pinot Grigios. And we just found a brand that is out of this world. I'm actually bringing in the rest of their line. That being said, too, the bottle is stunning. Mm. It's actually hand tied with string. It's got this beautiful peacock on it. I mean, it alone, it's like, it needs like a little light behind it when you bring it into the room. Like, you know, it's like, right.
It's a beauty.
You're like, the Ramato is here, you know, kind of, it's like a presence. It's like, it just needs its own little choir, you know?
Yes.
Maybe 4 people, not a large choir, but 4 people. So when people come in and they'll say, oh, I hate Chardonnay. I think those are my favorite customers. Cause I'm like, you can't hate a grape. You know, Chardonnay is a grape. I mean, I think you don't like the way it was finished. You know, you don't like the extra oak. You don't like the buttery. You don't like the lactic acid. But, you know, and then when they kind of like hedge back and they're like, no, I hate it. I'm like, do you like champagne? And they're like, well, of course I do. I'm like, 80% of champagnes are Chardonnay grape. And then they're like, wait, what? And you have to kind of catch people's attention because I think in any arena that you're not schooled in, like there's so many areas I know nothing about. So when somebody that's really, you know, good in that area says, oh, you didn't know. And I'm like, wait, you know, oh my God, I had no clue. So it's kind of I think learning a little something is intriguing, right? People love it. So what I got from that was, you know,
do it in a group setting.
It's in a group setting. People always have fun. You always meet new people there. I mean, our tastings are a blast. But sometimes, you know, we're drinking wine, we're eating food, and I'm like, you know what? I think what would be really fun. I don't want to get back into full-fledged cooking classes again because we used to do that. But I thought, how fun would it be? You come in, you know, one night, bring a couple of your friends, and we're going to make fresh ricotta. And then we're going to have like a table of all like, you know, fresh lemon rind and fresh herbs and, you know, all different kinds of things and candied orange peel, whatever you want. You can make your own ricotta and you take it home with you when you leave.
That is so cool.
I think it's going to be really fun. And so I'm really excited about that. And we're going to also do the other thing I'm really excited about is butter candles kind of made like a little, poof, like I'm just going to say poof because it wasn't a pop or a blast like a year ago. They made a poof. And I think it's because people didn't get it and they didn't really understand how to. Have you ever seen them?
No. Okay. When I saw our talking points, I'm like, huh?
You're like
a butter candle?
So it's a very unique thing. So you really, it's exactly what it sounds. You melt butter and then you add, like you could do a pumpkin spice one. So you could do pumpkin and spice and add a little cream or whatever. And then what you do, what's really cool. So if you have like a pumpkin bread and you cook it like in a pie or a cake, you know, round cake, you cut out a circle in the middle and you put the butter in there and then you light the wick and then it melts. So then people take like little pieces, like back in the 70s, it was really popular to cut the bread or whatever and you would dip it into the dip, right?
Most definitely.
So this is like, so the pumpkin bread would be kind of a dessert, but if you're doing like an Italian dinner party and you have like a round loaf of bread and you cut the hole, you put the butter in there and it starts melting, people take their bread and they kind of swirl it. And then you get this beautiful flavor of this, you know, kind of warm bread, but it's not messy. It's just really a unique concept. And it looks really cool on a table.
Sure.
And so I think what would be really fun, I think for almost like for gifting if you think about it, for Thanksgiving, what do you bring people? You know what I mean? Do you bring another pumpkin pie? Probably not. You know, what do you bring?
Aside from delicious boutique wines that you can get at Ooh La La.
That's true.
That is for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Lorna Day. She is the owner and the brilliant mind behind Ooh La La and all that is flourishing to become as it is being reinvented. We've talked on rare cheeses and these boutique wines that I literally was looking for a wine for more than a year. And when I went into the shop, there it was. She had 9 bottles. I said, now you don't, because I'm buying them all, honey. Just such a gift for getting in with very boutique providers that then you're able to give to the community to say, hey, this is something special, this is different, and don't you deserve to be special and different? Yeah. And the answer is yes.
Exactly.
The answer is yes. So quick shout out for our friends over at Foxy Nails, 2 locations. Last for weeks, you're going to love the price point. Also shout out to Shannon and Lucy, Union Home Mortgage. What are you going to get somebody when they get that brand new house that they can afford because they've gotten a great product that helps them to build something new on brand new land? Well, you're going to go visit Ooh La La and get them something special, you know? And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Handsome, helpful, and handy men with muscle. No job too big, too small. Interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. Someone coming into or out of Florida, we can help there too. So we're going to circle back here in a minute and learn all about the new Saucy line and so much more. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery here with Lorna Day. Ooh La La. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock tariff-free coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of American-made telescope, Berlin Gardens, and Pollywood all with no tariff ever. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a summer sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Come in now for our summer sale and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, 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 friends. We're back. The Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. And you have got to go try Ooh La La. It is a Martin County gem located right over by the airport. And not only are you going to be able to pop in and meet Lorna Day yourself, where she's going to take you around, showcase different wines, offer up different appetizers, show you the calendar of events, but you have a new line that is so fun. Saucy bitch.
Saucy bitch. So it is a really fun, obviously a little play on my personality as well. But we, plus I also love to rescue dogs. So it's also, we're going to give a portion of this to, you know, there, we have so many great local dog rescues. We'll do a different one every month. But realistically, we make homemade pimento and we do other sauces. Like if you, we have a new sauce coming out for it's like a Middle Eastern white sauce, a Middle Eastern green sauce, a Middle Eastern red sauce. So these are things that become addictive when you, you know, and you, it's like thinking outside the box. Instead of making tuna fish with like mayonnaise, use the white sauce. It's basically a garlic-based sauce. It's game-changing for simple
brilliant
dishes.
Like a
yeah
small twist to
yes
a standard.
And you just become addicted. We've been sampling people and giving it away for free. And the people, the green sauce has become the favorite amongst everybody.
I loved the green sauce when I got to have a little taste. So there's gourmet dips, the pimento cheese, and then soon to launch the take and bake appetizers and desserts, which is super awesome. Now, you do have a wine club because that was really like the impetus of the shop was the wine. And so you have like a surprise bottle, a blind bottle experience.
Yeah. So what's really fun is the blind bottle is really meant for people to take home and kind of like, you know, at your own pace, you're going to kind of taste it. It's really to sharpen your own palate and taste. If you can, if you don't know what the bottle is, you buy it. You tell us what price point you want to be in. We show you here's the bottles for that. You know, you don't know if it's white or red. You're just pulling a bottle. They're all kind of done with like a decoupage. So some of them are gorgeous. They're great. These are great gifts. They come with tasting cards.
Okay.
So when people pour it, you're gonna go, okay, I taste berry. I taste a little leather. I taste a little dirt. You're going to give these characteristics, and then you're going to guess, okay, is it Merlot? Is it Cab? Is it Petite Sirah? You know? Oh, I don't know. So you're going to do all of this in the privacy of your home, because I really feel like that's best where it should be done.
Yeah.
And then there's a little beautiful golden envelope, and when you open that, it reveals what vineyard, what wine you're drinking. And I think it's a really fun. We've already had so many people come in and purchase them because it's almost like that the unknown. You know, people love the unknown.
Of course.
Yeah.
And it's like an activity. Now, we only have about 30 seconds left, so I just want to stress that we have the wine clubs. And if you participate in the wine club, you're going to get exclusive wines, wine and cheese options, curated selections.
Yeah.
And it's kind of going to piggyback off of that blind bottle. So how do they find you and sign up for these opportunities?
They can sign up at Ooh La La, 3 O's, OOOLALA local.com is the easiest way. There's going to be a pop-up. Put your name and your information in, and you're good to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just happened to find her on my own, and now I'm sharing her with the masses. Lorna Day, until next week, friends. Cheers.